Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and the doctors are in. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, the mantra maven herself from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Dax. Hey, everybody. So happy to be with you guys again on Friday.
Yes. One of my favorite shows. I love the open lines on Fridays, and occasionally we do a mini topic. So we're taking your calls today, open lines, anything you want to chat about, and mini readings as well. But we also have a mini topic, why we should do ancestor offerings each day. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah. And I see we've got a couple of callers calling in. Let's give out the phone number, Rose. 714-816-4628. You can call in and chat with us. You can ask any questions you have, any burning questions about anything psychic development, tarot, numerology, you know, anything along those lines. We'd be happy to chat with you about that. As I mentioned, Dr. Rose is the mantra maven. She gives out a lot of great mantras to help people with different issues and knows a lot from the Vedic traditions, you know. So if you have questions about that or the gods and goddesses, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
The gods and the goddesses.
But you can also call in for a mini reading at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, remember to press the number one on your dial pad. That puts you into the queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in. Lets us know that you want to be live on air. Another way you can chat with us and ask questions, get a mini reading and so forth, is from our chat room. And our chat room is on our live page right below the player. You may already be there listening to the show. It's psychictalk.net/live. You can go over there, scroll down below the chat room. You'll see, below the player. And you'll see the chat room. You can pop in with Dr. Rose and I and a few people in there. And you can ask questions and even get a mini reading right from the chat room. You know, maybe you can't call in. Maybe you're listening at work, you know, with the earbuds on or something, you know. But you can sneak a question in. They can sneak a question in the chat room, Rose. Psychetalk.net/live. Otherwise, give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. Okay. So, it's summertime, and I did want to mention that some of our shows have gone on hiatus. Some, you know, of the hosts go on a break during the summer. And the other shows that stay on air, we often go on an every other week schedule. So we're kind of doing that on Fridays, and we're going to do that on Saturdays now too, Rose. We're going to go on an every other week's kind of schedule. So I just thought I'd let everybody know. Yeah, so there's still going to be shows, you know, it's just not going to be as jam-packed with shows, you know, 7 days a week, but which is how it normally is. But we're still going to have a lot of shows airing. You know, there's two Monday shows every Monday, the Tuesday show as well, with Rose Fullhorst, our mediumship show, our Wednesday show. So, you know, there's still a lot of shows on the network, and you can catch them all. You just go over to psychictalk.net, look on our website, and the direct URL to the upcoming shows page is very simple, psychictalk.net/upcoming, and you can see the schedule. I just thought I'd mention that so people know what's going on with the shows. I know next Friday let's see, we're off next Friday, and let me bring up the schedule in Facebook here, because I wanted to get just Fridays, and I should have had this already open, but I wasn't thinking about it. Oh, I'm pretty much on vacation here. It's fun. Our friends Linda and Loretta went to San Diego, so we're house sitting and watching the dogs and everything. And there's a picture of me with Penny on Facebook, on my Facebook page, if you want to go take a look there, Dax Carlisle. And so for, you know, they went on vacation, but it's like a vacation for us. It's a staycay. We're watching the house, and it feels like we're at a B&B, Rose.
That's nice.
It's great. Yes. So I have the schedule up. So, you know, today we got our topic we're going to talk about in just a minute here. July 26th, mm-hmm. There's no show. And then in August, we're taking August 2nd off. But August 9th, Rose and I will be back. We're going to be talking about how limes and lemons can help you remove bad karma. That sounds interesting, mm-hmm. Rose. You came up with that one. And speaking about the mantras, on August 16th, we're talking how to chant Sanskrit mantras. So there you go. And then August 23rd, we're taking that day off. I know you've got things to do on the 23rd, and I do as well. So we're taking that day off, and then we'll be back on August 30th with divine altars. So that's some of the stuff coming up. Just thought I'd let you know there.
Yeah, sounds great.
So, yeah. So ancestor offerings each day. I didn't know people did that, you know, on a regular basis. And some people might not do that at all and have no clue what we're talking about. So I guess we should start there. What's an ancestor offering? And then why should you do it every day?
Right. Well, I'll start off with the why first. And so basically, the way that it's explained in among the Vedic practices, and these are practices that come out of India, and India is not by any means the only culture or area where ancestors are provided offerings. This is something that's very, in many indigenous cultures around the world, this is something that's done. Well, you know, in the Western cultures, and I think also Christianity has, or at least the interpretation of it has something to do with this, is that, you know, once a person passes on, they go to heaven or hell, as it may be. And there is to be no contact between those who are living and those who have passed on, especially in your own family. And so that's actually not a good idea for that. I mean, like I said, there are indigenous cultures all over the world that recognize how important your ancestors are. So think about your ancestors are the ones that pretty much gave you life, number one, genetically, and that could be for good or bad, because sometimes, you know, you have diseases that are passed down, or certain health conditions that are passed down through your genes. Whether you grow up with these people or not, you know, that is a part of your genetics, so to speak, in your DNA. Also, in many of these cultures, you know, your ancestors, they actually take care of their ancestors. They feed them, they provide them offerings, and there are cultures like, for example, the Day of the Dead, you know, in Mexican and Latino cultures, where they go and will actually sit at the tombstone of some of their ancestors, and they will have food and things of that nature. It's a time where the living and the dead commune with each other. You know, they tell stories, and just as if they were a family, you know, a member sitting there in the flesh, right? So this is not a weird thing. It's something that's been going on for quite a while. And like I said, and unfortunately, in some of the Christian cultures, it's deemed this is something that's negative. But it actually isn't. Because, you know, your ancestors provide, when we're talking about from the Eastern perspective, when we're talking about karma, usually bad karma we're referring to, bad karma comes from your thoughts. This is comes from a Siddha master, a Vedic master, named Dr. Bhaskaran Pillai, I work for his company and whatnot, and I also, you know, follow, do a lot of the techniques that he recommends. And your ancestors are not just, they give you your biological genes, but they also affect the ways in which you think, especially if you grow up in the household with your biological parents and grandparents and your other family members. You know, the way that you think, the way that you view the world comes from your ancestors. All of that gets passed down, whether you're aware of it fully or not, right? For example, sometimes people are traumatized by something that has happened in their life, and that might alter the way that they interact with people. So, for example, you could have had a grandmother that experienced some, you know, horrible, you know, trauma, and maybe she's very closed because of that, right? And then her daughter or son may learn about being a closed person, not really kind of opening your heart or something like that, because they learn that from their own mother. And then that can get passed down to the next generation. So if you look at it that way, you can see how thoughts can travel from person to person. But it's not just in terms of whether or not you grew up with them, but it's also on a soul level. So there's the genetic part, the DNA, you know, how you get your DNA from your ancestors, but they also affect your soul. So many people out there, you know, this is spiritually speaking, when you are having problems, whether it's in terms of relationships or money or job or whatever the situation, health, it has to, if you're not involved in the practice of providing an offering to your ancestor, that could be part of the problem, that you're missing that link. So why do you do an offering? Like, what? It's not like they're going to eat, right? They no longer have bodies. You know, they're in a different realm. So why do they need offerings? Well, an offering to an ancestor actually helps them to become more in what we call in the light, or in the heavenly light, if you want to think about it that way. You know, some ancestors, when they pass on, they're still hanging around. You guys have seen it. Like, if you ever watch, what is it, on cable, they have this channel called Destination America, and they have all those supernormal, or what do you call it, those ghosts, looking for ghosts kind of things. I mean, you know, they do exist on some level, and it's because these beings got caught, you know, for whatever reason. Either they were traumatized or didn't know how to move on or whatnot, but you can have ancestors that are hanging around you, and they are influencing your life because they're not at peace. So offering, providing an ancestor offering on a daily basis helps them to, you know, retrieve something. It helps feed their soul so that they go more into the light. And when they are in the light, they help you. You know, that actually trickles down to you as well, to all of those who are, you know, related and living. So you want to be able to take care of your ancestors, you know, and they can bring blessings in every area of your life. So that's one of the reasons why people do ancestor offerings on a consistent basis. And, you know, some cultures will do every day, some may not. In the Vedic tradition, they actually recommend that you do it every day. And it's a little bit of something. So, for example, oftentimes what they would take is they take either rice flour, you know, flour that comes from rice, or raw rice, raw meaning uncooked. They mix a little bit of that with black sesame seeds. And there's also something called durvergrass that they add to it. And it's something that you can actually buy on Amazon. But the, you know, rice you can get at any store. And it can be, usually it's white rice that's offered. It doesn't mean that you can't offer any other kind of rice. But, you know, white rice is typically offered. And then also black sesame. And what you do is you take a little bit and you put it into the palm of your hand. Okay, and actually before you even put that on the palm of your hand, what you want to do is to, you get a coin. You need like a metal or something. You know, the metals are conductive of energy and things of that nature. So you put like a nickel or a dime in your hand, you pour a little bit of rice or rice flour, and then you put your black sesame seeds in the durvergrass, and then you add a little water to it. Typically people will face the south and they'll say a prayer, you know, to their ancestors. It can go something like this. So I invite all of the generations of my ancestors on my father's side, and you wait for a little bit, and then I invite all of the generations on my mother's side to take this offering Please accept this and be at peace, be healed, cross over into the light. And once you're in the light, bless me, right? And then what they do is they take that the offering and they pour water onto their hands, and it can go into a body of water, meaning basically it could be the toilet. It doesn't mean that they're eating out of the toilet. They already take it out of your hand, so you don't have to worry about that. Or if you have a bowl of water, you can kind of just, you know, pour it into the bowl of water, and there you go. And that's all it takes to do that. And that's, as I said before, is very important, because otherwise your ancestors are kind of hanging around. They may have unfinished business, or they may have addictions. Like, you know, if you drink whiskey like your grandfather drinks whiskey, he's probably hanging around, you know, wanting whiskey. So not that you shouldn't drink alcohol at all, but, you know, suppose you have an addiction to it like your grandfather did. That's not good for your health, right, your physical health. So, you know, you want to do this so that it can alleviate, it helps them to go into the light, and it also helps you, and it brings lots of blessings to you. There are many cultures that say, hey, without the blessings of your ancestors, you're not going to be able to achieve much, right? So you want to do like that basic practice. That practice in India is called Tarpanam, that's spelled Tarpanam practice. And there are great times to do it. If you can do it in the morning, you know, before you start your day, that's great. Because remember, this also has to do with negative thinking and negative thoughts. And those tend to run our lives, right, Dax? You know, if you have any negative thinking, it's like, oh, boy, I got to get up. It's the Monday blues again. You know, those kind of conversations. So you want to do Tarpanam in the morning if you can. The new moon is also a wonderful time to do an offering as well. And in fact, some people in India, they'll do 108 offerings during that time. Or you just do as many as you can throughout the day. Now, in the Vedic
practices,
like the mantras,
it's 108. Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, in India, when they do Tarpanam, it's only during the sunlight, when it's a daylight hours. You don't do it at nighttime. Because it has a different, I don't know, something else that goes on to it. So you do it during the day. If you can't do it in the morning, that's fine. Then do it when you can, but, you know, make sure you do it before the sun sets. And like I said, all you need is a glass of water, raw rice or uncooked rice or white rice flour. You can go to an Indian food store or a health food store to get your black sesame seeds. I found mine at Whole Foods here in California. You want a dime. Or if you're in India, you do a rupee. Or if you're in Mexico, you do a peso. Or if you have a gold coin, you can put that, you know, in your hand as well. And the Darbha grass, it's usually a dried grass. If you can't get Darbha grass, if you don't find it on like a place like Amazon.com, don't worry, you don't have to have it as a part of the offering. It's, you know, it's an option. And so that's what you do. You put like a tablespoon of the sesame, the black sesame seed, the rice, your coin in your palm. Now, I'm just going over this one more time, just, you know, for people to know. And you take a little drops of water and you, you know, sprinkle it on the offering. You want to put it in your right hand, right? You face the south, the southern direction, and then you do your prayer. Mm-hmm. I invite the generations of my ancestors on my father's side and the generations on my mother's side to take this offering. And just wait, you know, a few seconds. And then say, please accept this offering, be at peace, be healed, cross over into the light. And when you're in the light, be sure to bless me. And that's it. And then you can pour the rest of the stuff out of your hand using water. And, you know, you put it in a bowl of water that you can dispose of later, or you can just pour it off into the toilet. You know, that's fine too. You don't want to do it in your sink because sometimes these seeds might grow. So, you know, you might see some green stuff growing out of here. But, you know, that's the reason why you want to do Tarpanam every day, because your ancestors, you know, do influence you. They influence you on a soul level. They can influence your thoughts, you know. They also give us, you know, our DNA, genetics, and things of that nature. And when you help to take care of them and help them to go into the light, it also helps you.
Yeah, they start talking about our genetic history and all these things that we didn't know about before. This is actually really common. It's in a lot of different cultures.
Right.
You know, something that popped in my head as an example, there was that TV show, The Originals, and it was set in New Orleans. absolutely loved it. You know, anything that's got vampires and werewolves and witches, you know, yeah, I want to see that.
That's
right.
I saw that too. It's
well,
a really good show. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great show. You know, just went off the air a little while back, and I miss it already. But the witches in New Orleans, they got their power from their ancestors. Do you remember that?
That's right. Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a lot of those kind of, you know, religions and a lot of different areas around the globe, they follow this.
Right, and, you know, your ancestors go back to, I don't know, what, the beginning of Homo sapiens, at least that and more. So you have a lot of ancestors, you know, and even ones you're not even aware of. Right, you might be more aware of the ones that are kind of directly above you, but then there are, you know, there are, was it great aunts and great uncles, and therefore anybody that's genetically linked to you, that's your ancestor,
mm-hmm.
And they have passed on. That those are your ancestors. So
awesome.
This is a practice just to let people know when you do tarpanam, you need, you know, if you're an adult and you're able to, you know, physically do this, you want to make sure that. What is it? You don't want to do it for somebody else. Usually, like, for example, in India, a wife can do it for her ancestors and for the ancestors of her husband because they're connected in that way. But if you're not married to a person and they are an adult and they're perfectly capable of doing this themselves, then they need to do it for themselves. Now, if they don't, okay, then they don't. But you make sure that you take care of, you know, your own ancestors. In the cases if you have a child who may be learning how to do this and you want to teach them how to do that, you can, you know, help them and teach them what to say and how to go about the process. So, you know, that's all I really have to say about ancestor offerings. If anybody has any questions, you know, feel free to post them in our chat room at psychictalk.net/live, or they can come on the call, right? You know, dial the number and 714-816-4628, dial 1, and then we can take your question.
That's right. When you call through, remember to press that 1 on your dial pad. Otherwise, it doesn't put you in the queue. It puts you at the very bottom, and we assume you're just listening to the show. And that's perfectly fine. Some people can't get to the Wi-Fi or what have you, so they just dial in from their phone and listen. But if you want to be live on air with us, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. Let me give out the number one more time, 714-816-4628, and we're going to take some phone calls now. I do want to mention the numerology of the day. The entire date, July 19, 2019, adds up to 29. 2 plus 9 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. And so it's a 2 date, but because we got an 11 before the final reduction, that's called a master number. And master number 11 is the master illuminator number. And maybe you've become illuminated a little bit listening to Dr. Rose talk about the ancestors. And mm-hmm. interestingly enough, going along with that, the card of the day is Judgment from the Tarot. And that is the awakening. I call it the cosmic wake-up call. And it's a card of, you know, transformation and summing things up and a spiritual calling, awakening, a revival, things like along those lines when you get the Judgment card. It can also be Judgment too, but, you know, it's actually rarely that. It's more like the cosmic wake-up call. It's like there's something that you need to be looking at or become aware of that you're not aware of currently. I always say that the universe reaches out with a big wet mackerel and slaps you over the face.
There you go.
Cosmic wake-up call. Wake up, people. Wake up. And that combined with it being, you know, the Master Illuminator Day, it makes perfect sense. It's also a one day as well. The 19th, 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So self-care, taking care of yourself today, taking time for yourself, you know, lighting the candles and doing the Epsom salt bath, you know, or however you enjoy that, or jumping in the jacuzzi, you know. or getting out into nature. Yep, it's that kind of a day. You want to take care of yourself. Yeah,
we're getting rest,
and
because I have the sinus cold thing going on.
Oh yeah, I could kind of hear it in your voice. Yep. It's also a nice lead-in to mentioning tomorrow's show, because tomorrow, Saturday, July 20th, it's Psychic Saturday with Mary Brown and I, and we have a special guest, Sharona Rapsik, and we're talking about, it's called RX for Readers, Prescription for Readers, and we're talking about tips for readers on staying focused, energized, and more before, during, and after your readings. So it's tips for self-care, fits in perfectly with what I was just talking about, you know. And we've got a lot of great tips. In fact, Rose, there's actually a blog post that has all the submissions that came in from some very famous readers and authors like James Rickliff and Monty Farber and Cooch Daniels, a whole bunch of them. And they gave their tips, and it's in a blog article. Just go look for RX for Readers on our blog. Just go to psychictalk.net and click blog, and you guys can check that out. And we'll be discussing them tomorrow. And it'll still be open lines, and we'll be taking your phone calls. But Sharona will be on. She'll be talking about Reiki for Readers as her tip. So great show coming up there. And let's see who's been waiting on the phone lines. Looks like the person that's been waiting the longest is area code 805. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Dax. This is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling in from?
I'm in California.
Great. California. Okay. That's where Dr. Rose is, and she's in Berkeley.
Oh.
So what do you
want to
chat about? Oh, great. I love Santa Barbara. Yeah.
I wanted to get a mini reading, please.
Okay. And what's going on with you?
Well, you know, I keep
getting
these messages that it's coming soon. So I've been asking for more abundance to come in so I can go traveling, pay off my credit cards and stuff like that. And when I heard the message, it filled me up with a lot of love and I felt gratitude. And yeah, it was during my meditation. So I wanted to know what you all were picking up on this, please, Barb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Okay, so we got the star card coming in, which is, that's always a great card to show up. It's the card of optimism and hope and faith and inspiration. It's saying you might need some insight in this, okay? And then the Ten of Pentacles, you know, and the Ten of Pentacles, that is financial stability and also family stability, emotional stability, inheritance, profitable investments, you know, anything material or financial. Ten of Pentacles is a really good card to get. Timing-wise, I'm getting 4. I, you know, this is going to happen somewhere in the next, at the most, 4 weeks is what I'm seeing. And it's like you're going through a transition right now, because the Death card shows up. And the Death card's about transition. It's about one door closing, another door opening. It's about the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. And, you know, in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, if you look really closely in the background, the sun is coming up. The sun is dawning back there. It's looking really, really good. Now, Donna, the only cards that are talking about, I got some Swords cards coming in, you know, talking about what might be holding you back or obstacles or things along those lines. So I got the 8 of Swords. Now, 8 is abundance in numerology. So that's really positive, you know. But the thing about the 8 of Swords is, you know, in the traditional Waite-Smith version, you know, there's this woman that's bound up with a blindfold on. And she's surrounded by all these swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas. So it's like you're lacking focus and you've got too many thoughts and ideas. Now, she's bound up, but if you look closely at the image, they're rather loose on her. I mean, she could just kind of like, you know, wriggle her way out of them and then reach up and pull the blindfold off. She'd see the path clearly how to get out from amongst all of these swords. Okay, so it's not difficult. It's just trying to focus and not have too many irons in the fire, so to speak. And then the Four of Swords comes in as well, and it's a similar message. And the Four of Swords is about healing and recuperation and recharging and, you know, taking a step back from everything and trying to look at the big picture. I also often recommend when that card comes up, the first thing that pops in my head is thinking outside the box. In other words, that's part of the issue with, you know, these eight swords in the Eight of Swords card, all those thoughts and ideas. We have preconceived notions about how we can get more financially stable, where the money's going to come from, things along those lines. And it limits the universe. You know, we may have a goal in mind, and you mentioned some of yours, but we're kind of limiting the universe as to how that can be accomplished, because we're thinking of things from the past, how money always came in the past. And we think that there's no other way, and we don't leave it open for the universe to come in with financial abundance coming from different directions. And so the message here is to step back from it all and try to think outside the box, other ways that money can come in, different possibilities that you haven't thought of, things that you haven't done in the past that you could try now, anything where you're creating value for other people. That's the key. The key is, okay, how do I create value for someone else? How do I solve a problem that someone else has that I have the skills or abilities or knowledge or something where I can solve that problem for them? And that's how you create value. Because absolutely everything that happens in commerce, every single thing, I don't care what it is you're selling, service, product, it doesn't matter. Everything is somebody creating value by solving somebody else's problem, something that they need, and they have the solution to that problem. And so, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to kind of open the door a little bit here. And then over the next few days, I want you to, you know, take some alone time. Today's a perfect day for that, being a one day. And, you know, just stretch out your concepts a little bit. Think about this. How do I create value? Think outside the box and don't be limited. Don't limit yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I mean, thinking outside of the box is, yeah, very good. Imaginative and, yeah, and our imaginations can lead us to something. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. And along those lines, Dr. Rose, do you have anything that might help Donna?
The thing that I come up with is, if you're faced with a lot of choices, because I know I do that myself, where I have like at least 6 or 1,000 different things I'd like to do or to focus on, think about it in order to narrow in on one thing that you need to, you know, work on, is to think about what is an issue that would help resolve a lot of other issues. Like, you know, we're human beings, we all have issues and problems and things of that nature. But what is the one thing that would be, that would help resolve at least a few others? And that's what I would do in terms of honing in on, you know, what you need to focus on at this time.
Yeah, well, it would be having more money come in so that I could go traveling and pay my bills. Let's see. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that would also help you in other areas. You'd feel more peace, more stable, you know. you can go out and see the world, you know, make yourself happy and things of that nature.
Exactly.
So definitely, yeah, focus in on that. And it's not just about the money, like, you know, like it's a vice thing, but, you know, think about, like we talk about, Dax, on the show, we've talked a lot about the law of attraction. You know, what would you do with the money? If you were to get, let's say, $5,000 extra a month or whatever is the amount that you're looking for, what would you do with it? You're going to travel. Well, where would you go? And, you know, look for pictures and things of that nature. Stay in that inspired state, and that will help attract what it is that you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll do a visual board then. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
and put
wonderful.
It someplace where you see it every day.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks for the
you.
Call, Donna.
Thank you. Have a nice day now. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.
You too. And enjoy your weekend. And, of course, we're not going to be back for a couple of weeks. But, you know, if you,
that's right.
If you think outside the box, Donna, and it comes to you, and what we did helped, you know, give us a ring and let us know. We would love to know about that. Okay,
absolutely.
So we're going to take some more. Right. We're going to take some more phone calls. We got 510 coming up, area code 781 coming up. So get ready. We're going to go to you next. But before that, just a couple of quick announcements. I already mentioned, go over to psychetalk.net/upcoming to see all the episodes coming up. Of course, that wonderful RX for Readers show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Remember, it's always the same phone number, 714-816-4628. And the chat room and the player are always found at psychetalk.net/live each day. And what was I going to say? We'll be doing open lines and taking your phone calls tomorrow too, even though we have that topic. I just wanted to let everybody know. Sunday the 21st, okay, Angelic Realms Radio is on summer break. It'll be back in the fall. The next Sunday show is going to actually be Tarot d'Amour. That's Nighttime Tarot for Love with Cooch Daniels next Sunday. And then Monday the 22nd, we got two shows. It's a doubleheader. We got How Connecting to the Soul Makes Manifesting Easy on the Wisdom of Your Soul show with host Janice Fuchs. That's at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Janice is a psychotherapist as well as an angel intuitive. And then followed directly after that at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance with Catherine Hahn, and she's doing a new series of shows called Empowering You. Empowering You. Now, Tuesday, Rose is taking, it's the other Rose Fullhorse, she's taking the 23rd off, but we'll be back the following Tuesday with Open Lines, Mediumship, and More on the 30th. I think I'm guest co-hosting with her that show. And then coming up on Wednesday, more open lines, mini readings, and more with Charlotte Kornberg and Sharona Rapsik on the 24th. So that's some of the shows coming up, and you can see all of them at psychetalk.net/upcoming, plus the dates, the shows, the hosts, the times, and how to tune in, psychetalk.net/upcoming. And one other announcement, you know, I've been announcing our summer sale. And it's still going on, psychetalk.net/summer. And as an example, I have my readings on sale for like over 60% off, just $37. For $10 more, you can get your numerology report included with your reading. So that's $47.
Nice.
And membership in the Tarot Guild, certification, my course is on sale. But even though those are all going on, and it's going to go on all summer at psychetalk.net/summer, I'm doing a flash sale, Rose. I got a flash sale going right on right now, and it's just this weekend. Yeah, it's just today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And basically, you can enroll in my course, Tarot by the Numbers. You learn tarot and numerology side by side, and it's 76% off for this flash sale. It's just $47. So that's a
wow.
Originally the course was $297, and I sell it regularly now for $197. But I have it on sale on the summer sale. But even better, even less for the flash sale. I mean, this is really dirt cheap. $47. You get your enrollment in Tarot by the Numbers, but you also get free membership in the Tarot Guild, and you get your certification free too. Of course, certification is optional, but if you want to get certified as a tarot reader, certified as a numerologist after you take the course, that's normally $47, and we're including it free along with membership in the Tarot Guild. The whole thing for $47. You can only find that special at psychictalk.net/flash for the flash sale. Mm-hmm. psychictalk.net/flash. And if you don't remember the URL, just remember it's in our blog right there at psychictalk.net. So just a couple of quick announcements. Let's see if there's any questions in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. Susan says, did we have a main topic today? Yes, we did, Susan. And you can listen to the replay where Dr. Rose talks about why we should do ancestor offerings each day. But right now we are on the phone lines and we're taking phone calls, and you can also ask questions like we keep saying in the chat room, but we don't have any in there yet. But if you have a burning question about the ancestor offerings or about tarot or numerology, you know, maybe you have a burning question you always wanted to know about tarot or numbers. Or if you want a mini reading, you can ask right there in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. Otherwise, give us a ring, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press 1. There you go. Okay, so the person that's waiting the longest, Rose, we're going to 510. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
What's your name?
My name's Tamika. I'm calling from California.
Hi, another California. What? Wow. It's California Day. We love it.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Well, I had a burning question about a particular person named Raymond. I want to know, what do you see with me and Raymond?
Ooh, a love question.
Oh, righty.
Or a relationship question.
A love question. Love question. Okay. He wouldn't happen
Friday
to be a fire sign.
Friday is love day.
Yeah. He wouldn't happen to be a fire sign, would he?
No.
Okay. Just wondering, because I've got the Knight of Wands coming in. Very passionate individual. Probably a fire sign. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if this is a different person, maybe.
Yeah, it is.
Hint, hint.
It's a different
hint,
person.
Hint, hint. There's someone else. There's someone else in the wings. I'm just saying. Now,
oh, wow.
About the others. Yeah, you know, that tarot does that sometimes. You know, the whole thing about tarot, you know, you ask a question about a certain area, and it's going to tell you what you need to know now. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, you need to know that there's this this other person who's not – it doesn't have to be a fire sign, just someone that has – you know, a person with a lot of passion, active, confident,
He is that way. He is that way.
Yeah. Well, it could still be talking about him then. It doesn't have to be a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. It usually is, but a lot of times it's just talking about the qualities of the individual.
Of the person.
And,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So if he has a semi-unpredictable nature, confident, active, popular.
Yes, he is.
A lot of passion. Yeah. Yep. So he is showing up in the beginning here. And then right after that is the High Priestess. The High Priestess is talking about paying attention to your gut instincts, your intuition, your inner wisdom.
That's why I call. That's why I ask, yeah. Because I have a gut connection to this person.
Yeah.
That's what I feel. I have a real strong soul connection to this man. So I'm like, okay, I need to know something.
That's awesome. Now, it gives a couple of things to be wary about, careful about, okay?
Uh-huh.
One, it's talking about holding on, preserving your independence. Okay. Now, sometimes what happens, especially if you start a relationship with somebody, you get sucked in where, you know, you lose part
lose
of your
yourself.
Own identity.
Right. I
yeah,
understand
you
that.
Know. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's just pointing that out. Just, you know, maintain your self-reliance, your independence, things along those
okay.
lines as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the Ten of Wands is showing up, and that's the traditional card of being overburdened. And in the traditional Waite Smith deck, he's still able to hold on and carry all those wands, and he's making progress towards his goal. His goal is far off in the background of the card there, but it's like being really weighed down, you know. So
yeah.
It's a little bit of a warning about that, you know, and talking about other areas of your life, you know, not to let go of the, you know, pay attention still to the other parts of your life. Don't get all wrapped up in this, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of mostly what it's talking about. Just giving you some pointers as you go into it. There's nothing bad in this, you know.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any. Yeah, it's just, you know, remembering to hold on to your independence. Don't get overburdened with too many irons in the fire. You know, you gotta clear some of that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm getting.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps, but.
It does, because it's clarifying my gut feeling about this particular person. It's like he's familiar, but he's a stranger to me because we haven't met. He's just familiar
right.
to me.
Right.
Interesting.
He's like a familiar stranger. You see somebody, you just know there's a connection there, and you're like, what is it?
Right.
Yeah, like
also
you said, it might be
soul
on
connection.
Soul level.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure. That's why I asked the question, because I feel like I have a soul connection to this stranger because he's like a familiar stranger to me, this strange guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
All righty. Well,
okay.
Good luck with that then.
Thank you.
And thanks for the call. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Awesome. All righty. So that opens another
hey,
line at 714. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Finish the phone number.
Okay. So I was gonna say 714-816-4628 if you want to join us. We also got a question in the chat room. Did
yeah,
you see that,
Rose? Yeah, I was just about to talk about that. Right. By mysterious
oh, okay.
user.
Oh,
like
well tell us what they're asking.
Okay, so they're asking for a mini reading. She says, or he or she, I am entering into a new part-time business partnership today, and I am starting to get a lot of negative concerns regarding this. What are you picking up?
Okay.
So she's asking about this part-time business partnership.
Okay, let's see
yeah, it'd be interesting to see what you have to say, Dax, because you know, after you do your, you know, you talk about what you're going to talk about, there's something that I might be able to contribute here as well.
Oh, awesome. That's great. Well, you know, in my head, I kind of asked it as a yes-no question about, you know, whether this is going to work out. And I got 3 out of 5 yes cards. So it's leaning towards it can work out. It can be good. It, you know, when it's not a really positive yes, like 4 or 5 yeses, or it's not a real positive no, like 4 or 5 no's, when it's in that 3 range there, you know, 2 or 3, we're talking about, you know, probable. It means there's more work to be done. There's more work to be done. Now, I do see it has the potential to be a really good partnership. Okay. That's showing up as the 2 of cups. Now, Some of the other cards are warning about it being a little slow going. Okay. And the other thing is, interestingly enough, like we got for the last caller, and getting the same mm-hmm. cards talking about within the partnership still being able to retain your independence and to not get sucked into it where you lose your own identity, and you gotta assert, even though it's a partnership, you still have to assert your individuality. Does that make sense, Rose? Did I say that right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
What about you?
Like you didn't want a codependency going on.
Right, well, yeah. Don't become codependent. Go ahead.
Right. Well, it was interesting because I was focusing in on negative concerns, you know, picking up on this. And I sometimes wonder, you know, just as because we're human beings, we have a tendency to think negatively about a situation where there may not be a real reason for that to happen, you know.
Right.
And it has to do with
Rose.
Programming. And oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I just want to interject real quick before you go on that, you know, when you first read the question from, what was that, mysterious user, that's the first thing that popped in my head, just anecdotally, that it's too new. Not enough time has gone by to really have anything to be negative about yet. So when you're getting a vibe, that often that can just be our egoic mind throwing stuff out there that really has no basis in fact yet.
Yeah.
So we'll finish up what you were saying, though. I'm interested in what you were
right.
saying.
Right. I mean, it's you know, sometimes it's really the past experiences, or, you know, as we talked about earlier, how your ancestors can influence you and things of that nature. You know, you could have an ancestor spirit around you who was in a business partnership, things didn't go well, so they're kind of whispering in your ear or something like this may not work out or something like that. You know, the guru that I study with, he often says, you know, our thoughts are not really our own thoughts. You know, it's a lot of this programming that comes to us, whether it's, you know, physically, psychically, or something like that. But anyway, exactly what you were saying, Dax, that it's kind of early to tell. And, you know, part of what might be going on with you, mysterious user, is that you have some negative programming that's happening in your mind, and it's somehow triggered by this situation. So one of the things, as I said before,
yeah.
ancestor offerings is a great way to you know, get rid of those kind of negative thoughts. You can also chant the mantra GUM, which gets rid of, you know, obstacles and negativity, and that's in throughout all your life, both inside and outside.
Oh, there's GUM
so,
again.
You know,
I love GUM.
GUM. Not the chewing kind, just the pronunciation, the Sanskrit mantra kind. Just chant that. You can chant it as often as you want. If you want to do 108 each day, that's fine. If you just want to do something like 3 or 9 or 27 or even 54, or half of a, which is kind of like a rosary, number of beads on a rosary, you can, you know, chant that, and that help to kind of dissipate this negativity that you're experiencing, whether it's real or perceived, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my recommendation.
I wanted to mention a couple other things real quick, Rose.
Sure.
For a mysterious user. You know, I already mentioned the Two of Cups and how that can signify a really good partnership. I also got the Four of Wands, which is coming up later, like in the near future, and that's a card of celebration. So I'm getting a lot of cards to where this can really work out. And I think if he or she, you know, reframe it and shift your focus on the positive outcomes, that that'll solve some of the negative seeping in and allow you to get to where you really want to get to in this partnership. Also getting other things like the Page of Swords is coming in. And in this particular case, it's referring to singular thought. So remember with a previous caller, Dr. Rose, we had all of those swords, all those thoughts and ideas, and it was kind of trapping her with that Eight of Swords surrounding her, you know. In the Page of Swords,
right.
he has that one sword, and swords are thoughts and ideas. So he is focused on that one thought and idea. And I think if a mysterious user can do that, it's going to help a lot.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I would agree. And in the chat room, I sent a link to a mantra audio loop of the Siddha Master chanting gum. You just listen to it once a day, you know, and that'll help with all that, you know, negative concerns that you have.
There you go. I hope that helped you out. And the top of the hour is rapidly approaching the end of the show, but we think we can squeeze in a call or two more, right?
That's right.
Doctor? Yeah. So we're going to go to 781, who's been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura from Boston.
Hi, Laura.
Hello.
I was wondering, what the card said about romance for me.
Okay. And what's going on romantically? You seeing anybody, about to see someone, want to see someone?
Want to, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So let's see if anything pops up here. Typically in these kind of questions, I'm for all those tarot people out there, you know, listening in, you know, what are you looking for? Well, I'm looking for a court card to come in. And, oh, lo and behold, it's that same Knight of Wands coming in yet again. And so that's a fire sign. Yep. Typically, you know, they're probably an Aries, a Leo, or a Sag. But it doesn't have to be. It could be somebody that just has that fiery energy, very passionate, you know, love of life, active, confident, popular, maybe an unpredictable nature, you know, that kind of individuals showing up. All right. And let's see, what else, what other messages along those lines will be getting here? Timing wise, I'm getting a 5. It can happen within the next 5 weeks or as fast as 5 days. All depends on you. You know, we talk a lot about law of attraction on this show, right, Dr. Rose? And it's all about you setting the intention. Yeah, and you drawing that in, you know. And, okay, I'm getting a lot of cards about creative struggle, working with a group. I'm getting a lot of cards with groups in them and like working on a project together or something. And that may be the inroads to where you meet this person. And one of those group cards is the Three of Cups, another card of celebration. And in the traditional Waite Smith version of the card, it's got the three ladies on it. They're kind of dancing around and they've got their holding their cups high up in the air, you know, probably filled to the brim with wine. You know, it's like ladies' night out, getting out with the girls, enjoying yourself, not trying to make it happen. What's the old saying, Dr. Rose? It's like when you stop concentrating on it, when you stop, you know, wishing it to happen and just let it go for a while, then it just suddenly appears. Whatever it is.
Like when you release it, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's about not trying too hard, Laura. You know, it's about look out for that project. I have no idea what it is. You know, I'm just throwing out what's coming up in the cards here in the couple of minutes we have on video, you know, to do, you know. But you know, I don't know if it's something you're involved with now or something that may come along, you know, but if you have an opportunity to get involved with some kind of project, it's some kind of creative endeavor, that looks really positive, that has something to do with this. And then, of course, the ladies' night out, you know, so it's like just enjoy yourself. Don't force it. and hang out with the girls, and you may meet the person through going out dancing or whatever you like to do fun with your girlfriends, or maybe amongst them, maybe amongst your friends is how you meet this person. But there's definitely someone coming in, the Knight of Wands. So there you go.
Thanks. I like what you said about not trying too hard.
Yeah, that actually becomes a block sometimes, you know. And when it has to do with something like that, that's when we get these kind of cards, you know, like the Three of Cups, where it's, you know, you got to let your hair down and just have a good time and just let it happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for the call,
You're
Laura.
Welcome.
And remember, enjoy your weekend. And hey, it's the weekend. It's the perfect time for doing that, right? Get out there, enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
Let it happen. Absolutely. So we're going to go to area code 828. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stan. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina.
Hey, Stan. How you doing?
I'm good.
What do you want to
chat
about?
What can we do for you today? Yeah.
I was calling to see about getting some additional perspective on my own guidance here. I'm 66 years old, and I'm in a relationship.
Wow, you don't sound it.
Yeah,
you sound a lot younger.
I've heard that
you
before.
You sure do.
I've got a wife. She and I together have a 5-year-old, and she has a 10-year-old that stays in Florida during the summer. And I have also have 2 adult sons out there doing their own thing. I was calling to get some additional perspective on me. I have sort of parked my spiritual path for the last few years while I've been enjoying being a daddy, you know, being around for my little boy to grow up and spending a lot of time with him. It's getting to the point now that I'm just not happy. I know there's stuff I got to do, you know, before I, you know, leave the planet. I think I'll be here for a while, but who knows? But I was calling to get some additional perspective on, like what that might be. I've got some healing, arts I've been, trained in, I got some nudges, but I just wondered if you might have some additional information that would just give me some more info than I have now. So how's that?
Sounds good. Hey, Dr. Rose, remember the card of the day? The cosmic wake-up call with the judgment card?
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Okay. There we go.
Yep. And it's funny how, you know, the card of the day and or the numerology of the day that we do at the beginning of the show always – seems to set up a theme throughout a lot of the shows, you know, and your question and call is fits in there so perfectly, you know. It's like the universe reaching out and slapping you. It's like, wake up, Stan, you're supposed to be doing this. And then when I pull cards on this, oh my God, I get yes, 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 yes. It's like the universe screaming. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So when I pull, when I do readings on the show, I use the same 5-card spread, and sometimes it says a yes, no. Sometimes it's just pulling 5 cards. You know, we have to do the readings fast because we only have a few minutes with each caller, and almost never, rarely if ever, you know, do I get 5 yes cards. And so this is like the strongest of yes, yes, yes. You really need to be doing this. The central focus is the 2 of Swords, which is a decision that needs to be made that you're not doing. And in the traditional Waite Smith version, she's got a blindfold on and holding the two swords. So it's crossed ideas, and the blindfold is just referring to being blind to the whole thing, either not knowing about the decision or just unwilling to make the decision. And so that's the main crux of the whole thing is, yes, you got to make the decision. It's time to move forward. It's also a big yes as far as the healing modalities. That is exactly what you should be doing. In fact, it's like a whole new stage of your life is opening up. I got the Ten of Swords, which is the very first card showing what's, you know, leading up to this. And the Ten of Swords is a card of transition, like the Death card that we got for the previous caller, where one door closes, another door opens, and the dawn is dawning in the background of the card. It's the end of a cycle and the beginning of a brand new cycle. And then a lot of the other cards that I'm getting are just reaffirming all of this. So the Sun card, you can't get a more positive card, really. The Ten of Cups, which is almost as positive as the Sun card. And by the way, the Ten of Cups is also happy family life, hearth and home. So what it's saying is that by pursuing this and making the decision to, okay, I need to go forward and I need to help other people and heal people, and it's going to give you great emotional satisfaction. But at the same time, you're still going to be able to maintain your happy family life. In fact, it may very well be enriched by this, you see.
Right.
So that's what's coming up. And I don't know if you have any words of wisdom, Dr. Rose, you want to throw in there for Stan, but yes, Stan?
No, I think you were going to say something. I think you said it beautifully.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, I really do appreciate the affirming energy here. I've been mostly navigating this totally on my own, without talking to anyone except my divine guidance. And I know that there's this one issue that I have visited several times to come up with a solution, and I haven't been happy with what I'm getting, and so I end up putting it aside for a while, thinking that that's going to change something, you know. But it keeps coming back, you know. So, what you're getting and what I'm hearing is something that definitely shows me that, they're with me out there and here, and that I can feel good about my next step. I really appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. It's good.
You're welcome, Stan. Glad that helped out.
Yeah.
And thanks
for
calling.
Okay, I'll be sure to. Yeah, I'm going to go to the archives. We listened to this several times, and your name is Dax, is that correct?
That's right. Dax and Dr. Rose over here. Rose Wilkinson.
It's my first time tuning into your show, but I'll be sure to check up on you guys later, okay?
All right.
That's great.
Thanks for calling in, Stan.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And hey, you know, we often forget about that, Dr. Rose, you know, the new listeners. And I want to let everybody know that, you know, we're coming up on our 400th episode, Dr. Rose, on the new network.
Wow.
And I. And they're all in archives. You can go over to iTunes and get it, you know, maybe you listen to things via iTunes. You can go to psychictalk.net/iTunes. That'll take you right to our iTunes page, and you can get hooked up where it'll, you know, send all of our shows as soon as they become available as a podcast. You can also go to our archive on the website itself. All this is on the front page right there at psychictalk.net, but the direct URL is psychictalk.net/archive. It's that simple. And so all of our shows are on our website, psychictalk.net, and also on iTunes as well. Plus, we're available through blogtalkradio.com, Podbean, Spreaker. I mean, you know, anywhere you get your podcasts, we're there. So I just thought I'd everybody know that. Yeah.
Yes.
So we kind of went a little bit long. But I want to let everybody know that, you know, if we didn't get to your call today, remember, we're going to be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, psychytalk.net/live, 714-816-4628. You can call in tomorrow, and I'll be there with Mary and joining us our special guest, Sharona Rapsik, and we'll be taking your calls tomorrow. And Rose will be back on in a couple of weeks.
That's correct. Continuing our conversations about Vedic practices.
That's right. That's right. And I don't have it up anymore, unfortunately. when are we going to be
on
next? Got to go to the calendar. I know we're taking the 26th off, and we're taking August 2nd off, but we'll be back on August 9th. So tune in 2 weeks, and we'll be back. All righty. Great show, Rose.
Absolutely. I had fun. You guys don't forget to do that tarpanam. Do those ancestor offerings every day. Get their blessings.
That's right. And if you want to learn to do what I do, numerology and tarot, check out the flash sale, psychytalk.net/flash. Whether you're listening live now or listening in archive over this weekend, it's only this weekend. It goes away Sunday night, midnight, and it's 76% off. I've never had my course this low ever. Remember, it comes with membership to the guild, your certification free, and it's just $47. psychytalk.net/flash to get in on the flash sale. That's right. All righty. So we're going to say goodbye. Thanks to all of our callers and listeners. And I'm going to say goodbye to you, Rose. And we'll talk
soon.
Yes,
goodbye, Dad. See you in a couple of weeks.
All righty. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Rose.
Bye, Dad.